Hare Krishna to all the devotees from Australia, New Zealand, and different parts of India. Thank you very much for having me online on your Saturday Sangha. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha kalpataru bhayascha kripa sindhuvevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha anantakoti vaishnavrinda ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Apne apne Gurudev ki jai. Hare Krishna. Hari 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 Bol. So, Hare Krishna. I've been asked to speak today on the glories of Kartik month. So as we all know, the favorite month of Lord Krishna, the glorious Kartik month, is beginning this month, 31st of October, and it will go on up to the 30th of November. So today we will speak about the glories of the month of Kartik. So the ultimate goal of human life is to go back home, back to Godhead, back to Sri Krishna. And our positions are very much like that of a small child who has left the hand of the father in a marketplace and got busy playing some toy and ultimately lost way back home. And while the child is playing this game, you see, there are different stages, and every time you make a wrong move, then your game gets over. So our position is very much like this. We are into this game, and if we play the game right, we will go back home, back to Godhead, to our dear father. And the stage one is the Nisheda Vratas. We don't eat meat, we don't indulge in intoxication, we don't indulge in illicit relations, we don't indulge in all the four rules and regulations. And we do it well, we cross the stage one. And then the stage two is all the vidivrata. We chant our rounds, we take prasadam, we associate with devotees, we read Bhagavatam, we do our sadhana. But the stage three is the ultimate one. And the condition for the stage three is a little difficult. So here Krishna has laid down a rule. He says at the end of the life, whatever you remember, that state of mind which you are in, you will achieve that body. So now that stage three is a little difficult. So here Krishna says, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejatante kalevaram tam tam eveti konteya sadatad bhava bhavita. Whatever you remember at the end of your life. Now the good thing about this video game is, every time that you lose in the stage 1 or stage 2 or stage 3, you don't have to go back to stage 1 again. You just start from the stage you have left, because Krishna says in Gita, Neha Bikramanashosti Pratyavayuna Vidyati Svalpam Apyasa Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. But the difficult point is stage 3, because Krishna didn't make it very easy. It sounds very simple that you simply remember Krishna at the end of your life and you can go back to Krishna, but to remember Krishna is very difficult. So Krishna didn't make it simple. He didn't say that you need to be wealthy to go back to him. He didn't say you need to be intelligent. He didn't say you need to be beautiful. He didn't say you need to be famous. What he simply said is that you have to remember him. Now sometimes it apparently so happens that maybe you are in the middle of the devotees, maybe they are chanting, maybe Krishna's photo is right in front of your eyes, maybe Giridhar Shila is on your head, maybe Tulasi is on your tongue, maybe Ganga is in your throat, but there are still chances you may not remember Krishna if you haven't done it whole life. Because we have seen that practically sometimes, you know, some of our life members or some donors who are leaving body, or sometimes we visit a hospice and we try to make all the arrangements to make sure that the person can remember Krishna, but still it is so difficult to bring Krishna in their remembrance if they haven't done it before. Of course, for devotees it happens easy because they did it whole life. In fact, for devotees, if at the end of their life they are put in a situation where there is no access to Harinam, then there is no access to Krishna, Radha Krishna's photo, where there is no access to Tulasi, maybe there is no access to the association of devotees, you are in the middle of a road accident, but devotees still can remember Krishna because they did it whole life. So remembrance of Krishna is so difficult. Sometimes I've seen, if you put everything around the person, you know, everybody's chanting, making the person remember Krishna, but that it may happen that that Krishna is not in their remembrance. Maybe that person is thinking about what's going to happen with that property, which son is going to take which flat, what will happen with my insurance policy. There may be so many things going in your mind. That means to get Krishna in your mind is not so easy unless and until you do it whole your life. So, manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. Krishna says that atma parayan, mame vaishyati yuktavayavam atma namat parayana. You have to think about Krishna. So that means, unless and until we practice it, right? Unless and until we practice it whole life. I'm reminded of this very funny, famous example of Srila Prabhupada, wherein he says that an old lady was at the bedside of a dying man and telling him, you know, chant, chant, chant. And he says, can't, 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 you know. He says, can't, can't, but he doesn't chant, you know. So it may so happen. That means we need to do abhyasa. We keep doing and we keep doing. So then at the ultimate end, we will be able to remember Krishna easily. Right, so that is why Krishna is so very kind that, you know, he has brought so many opportunities in our life where we can increase the intensity of remembering him. So we just had a great Purushottam month just a fortnight ago, and now we are again back with Kartik month, and then again we will have a Gaur Purnima, and then we'll have Narsim Chaturdasi, and then Ram Navami, and then Rath Yatra, and then Janmashtami, and then we keep going whole year, and that way we train our mind and we dovetail our desires and we bring the senses in service and remembrance of Krishna. So one such beautiful opportunity is coming again in our lives. After 11 whole months, we get this opportunity back, is the Kartik Damodar month. So as it says in the Skanda Puran, Na Kartika Samo Masam, there is no month equal to Kartik. Na Kartika Samo Masam Na Kritena Samam Yugam. There is no Yuga equal to Krita Yuga, that is the Sati Yuga. This is Na Veda Sadrisham Shastra. There is no Shastra equal to the Vedas. And Na Tirtham Gangaya Samam. There is no Tirtha equal to Ganga. So here we are. The beautiful Kartik month has arrived. The Kartik Damodar month is very, very special because the presiding deity or the Devi of this month is Radha Rani herself. And we all know that the Vrata that we performed in this month is called the Urja Vrata because Radha Rani is Urjeshwari and Urja means Shakti. So she gives us strength to do this Vrata, and then she is the one who blesses us when we complete this Vrata. She is the one who is going to give us results and the fruits of this very, very special month. So this month is also called Damodar month because according to the Gaurabdha calendar, all the 12 months have different names of Lord Krishna. So like we have Keshavaya, Narayana, Madhavaya, Govindaya. This month is called the Damodar month. And the Adhishtastri Devi is Radharani. And she's also called as Urjeshwari. Now many devotees ask this question that why is this month called Kartika month? Okay, Damodar month we understand, but what does it mean by Kartika? Now the thing is, Radharani is the daughter of Kirtika Sundari. You know, we all sing this Kirtida Sundari, the mother of Radharani. So because she's Kirtida, so Radharani is Kirtika Kumari. So the daughter of Kirtika, you know, Kirtida is Radharani, and she is the presiding deity of this month, and that is why this month is called Kartika. Kirtika Kumari is Kartika, and that is Radharani. So that is why this month is called Kartik Damodar. That means Radharani and Damodar together. So it's Kartik Damodar month. We call this as Kartik Damodar month. So today we will dive deep into what are the various beautiful leelas that happened during this Kartik month and why is it so special? Many of the times devotees keep asking, why is it like that, that certain months in a year you do little but you get more? Now the answer is, we don't know, because Krishna is merciful and he is the master and he is the boss, and the boss is in good mood, and whenever the boss is in good mood, he wants to give you. So what do you say? This is something like if somebody tells you, look, give me $1 and I'm going to give you $100,000 back. Now you don't ask them question, why do you want to do that? It's his wish. It's his wish, it's his mercy. So Krishna wants to do that. He just wants to take a little from us and he wants to give us a lot. Also because Krishna is very happy, because the presiding deity of this month is Radharani. So because he is happy, because he is merciful, and because he can afford to. I don't know how many of you are from India, but if you have grown up watching those historical dramas, you know, where there is king and queens, and you'll be used to seeing that, you know, sometime the soldiers come with some very beautiful message. Oh king, your wife has given birth to a son. You know, immediately the king, he will take out his precious jewels from his, you know, necklace from his neck, and he will throw it on the servant. Oh, you keep it. Now the kind of news she gives and the proportion of a gift he gives is not in proportion. You know, he gives much more, but because he can afford to give. You see, they are kings, right? So sometimes on the birthday of their son, or for just for, you know, pleasure of it, they keep giving so many things. So Krishna is also like that, you know, just for the pleasure of it. He's so happy. He just wants to give. That's it. You do little bit and here I am. I'm ready to give you, you know, this, and I'm ready to give you that. So that's Krishna's will and wish. So there are many, 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 many beautiful pastimes that happen in this month of Kartik. We usually, the Vaishnavas, all of us in ISKCON, we are following this month from Purnima. So we begin from Purnima to Purnima. That means we'll start from the Sharada Ras Yatra Purnima and we will end it on Kartik Purnima. So the beautiful pastime that happened, in the first thing happened in this Kartik month, is the Gopi Geet. And that happened during this Sharada Purnima day. So it so happened that, you know, autumn in Vrindavan, I think autumn around the world is very beautiful, but in Vrindavan it's all the more beautiful because the lakes are, you know, full of water and lotus flowers, and the streams from the hills flowing around, and the birds are chirping, and the trees are full of flowers and fragrance, and the climate is just perfect. Even now when we go to Vrindavan during Kartik, it is so nice, you know, because if you go like December, Jan, it becomes very cold, freezing, and if you go before that, it's a little hot and humid. But the month of Kartik is just pleasant. So it so happened that it's autumn and it's full moon night, and Krishna is in a happy mood and he's remembering the gopis. So he's inside the dense deep forest and he's playing his flute, and when he's playing his flute, the gopis who are there at their respective homes immediately hear Krishna's Venu Geet, and they want to come and see Krishna. So they are so eager, they're just trying their best to finish up their household chores and run to Krishna. But Krishna is playing it so sweetly. See, usually Krishna's flute also had different tunes. When he plays a particular rhythm, it is for calling a particular people. Sometimes he plays a particular rhythm to call the Gopabalakas, the cowherd boyfriends, and sometimes he plays a particular rhythm to call the cows, and sometimes he has a special rhythm for calling Radharani, and sometimes he has a special rhythm for calling the gopis. So now the gopis and Radharani, they can understand that Krishna is calling us, just like we have different caller tunes, ring tones for different people. So they know Krishna is calling. So if you read the canto 10, chapter 29, there is a very beautiful description of what is happening in the gopis' heart. Some of them are dressing very quickly because they want to meet Krishna. So in that eagerness and in that trance, because they are hearing Krishna's Venu Geet, whatever is supposed to be put, you know, the cosmetic inside the eyes, which is black in color, the kajal, they end up putting it on the lips. And what is supposed to be put on the lips, they put it on the cheeks. The mothers who are feeding the young babies, newly born babies, they just leave them aside. The ladies who are cooking for the husband, they just leave everything aside. Whatever is supposed to be put salt, they put sugar instead, and whatever is, you know, has to be done with sugar, they put salt instead. They're supposed to serve food to their husbands. Some gopis are cleaning the house. They're all in different situation. And Sukadev Goswami, he explains it so beautifully. He says, the ladies who wear the upper garments, they wear it below, and the lower garments, they wear it up. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know the way they're combing their hairs. They're in complete trance. And they run in the middle of the night. Now they are in the forest when they hear the Venu Geet. And now Krishna stops playing his flute when he sees all the gopis have arrived. And then he gives them a look like, why are you all here? You know, what brings you here in the middle of the night? And the gopis are like, well, you called us. And Krishna says, I don't think so. I'm just playing for myself. I don't know why you have arrived. However, respected ladies, the ladies from respected house don't come like this in the middle of the night to meet a boy like me. It doesn't suit your character. This is not correct what you are doing. But then the gopis are like, but Krishna, we came to see you. And Krishna is like, okay, so you have seen me, right? So now you can go back. And then the gopis start crying because they left their relatives and families and friends and everybody just for Krishna. And now Krishna is completely rejecting them. See, that is why you see even in the Gopi Geet, which comes in chapter 31, sloka number 16, the gopis mention this. They say, Pati sutanvaya bhatrubandhavan ativalangyate achutagata gatividostavo gita mohita kitavayoshita kastyajenishi. So the gopis are asking, how can you do that? We just left everybody just for you. And then, of course, I won't go into this because this is not a Gopi Geet class. So then finally Krishna says, all right, so now that's about it. Now let's have Rasa Leela. Let's dance together. It's such a beautiful climate. So then they end up dancing. And then in the middle of the dance, Krishna takes Radharani and just leaves. And then after some time, he even abandons Radharani and just leaves. And then these gopis are searching for Krishna. And then they end up finding Radharani, and she's also crying. And then all of them together are searching for Krishna in the deep, dense forest. But they aren't able to find him anywhere. So they all decide to come back to the bank of Yamuna. And there they sing this Gopi Geet, crying in separation of Krishna, where they are saying, Krishna, you are a cheater, you know. We pati sutan vaya bhatru bandhavan. We left everybody for you, and in the middle of the night you abandon us and go away. You are heartless. So while all this is going on, you know, after this 19 verses the gopis recite, Krishna does appear, you know, finally, and then the gopis become so happy to see him. So this particular pastime happens in the month of Kartik, the Gopi Geet recitation. Now that is why all of us in the month of Kartik, every day we recite the Gopi Geet. The other pastime that happened in this month is the Govardhan Leela. So we all know that the Gopi Jana Vallabha, our dear Krishna, becomes Giridhari. He becomes Giridhari just to save his gopis, just to save his Vrajavasis, his own people, his very dear devotees, the Vrajavasis. Krishna lifts the Govardhan hill on his little finger for 7 days and seven nights. And Krishna himself is very young. He's just 7 years old when he does that. So Raghunath Das Goswami in his Stavavali, he explains this whole Leela in just 3-4 lines very beautifully. He says, Nijapati Bhujadanda Chhatra Bhavam Prapatya ప్రతిహదమదృష్టో దండ దేవేంద్ర గర్వా అతుల ప్రతుల శైలా శ్రేణి భూపా ప్రియం మే నిజ నికట నివాస దేహి గోవర్ధన. Very beautiful sloka as Raghunath Das Goswami is explaining that just to destroy the pride of the king of the heaven, Krishna lifts the Govardhana hill like an umbrella, and Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to Sri Govardhan that please give me a residence near to you. So this Govardhan Leela happens in Kartik month. The other thing is Gopashtami. Gopashtami. So now, you see, the Krishna's age is divided into four. From birth to five, it's called Kumara Avastha. And from 6 to 10 is Pauganda. And from 11 to 15 is Kishora. And above 16 is Yauvana, you know, Navayauvana, Yuvakam. So when he was around 6 years old, you know, suddenly one fine day, Krishna is telling Mother Yashoda, looks like I'm getting elder, so you know I need to take up the responsibilities of my father. So till now Krishna was taking the calves for grazing. So he says, now I want to take the cows because I'm getting elder. So the mother is like, no, you're not elder yet, you're very young, and these cows have big horns, and these cows sometimes they just go away deep inside the forest, you know, and I can't send you, it's not very safe. So then Krishna has a tough argument with mother, and he's like, no, look, I am the one and the only son of the of Nanda Maharaj, the king of Raja, and as a obedient, sincere, faithful son, I want to take up the responsibilities of my father as soon as possible, and I want to relieve him. So kindly allow me, I will take the cows henceforth for grazing. So while both of them are arguing like this, and Krishna is like, look mother, so you don't want me to take over after father? And she says, yeah, but, and then she doesn't know what excuses to make. So she's like, yeah, but you see, when the father's business is taken over by the son, you just don't do it overnight. You have to have a proper muhurta, you know, auspicious timings you do that. So while they're speaking like this, you know, by Krishna's divine arrangement, Gargamuni walks in. And then as soon as Gargamuni walks in, Krishna is so happy. And it's like, look, mother, you can ask him for an auspicious time. So then, you know, Gargamuni, he wants to please the Lord. So he immediately looks here and there, and he's like, okay, tomorrow morning seems to be very auspicious time for Krishna to take over. And Krishna is like, look, I told you, so let me go from tomorrow morning. And then mother is finally convinced, and she says, that's all right, but at least let me stitch a nice footwear for you, because there will be lots of thorns in the forest. And Krishna is like, no, mother, you are getting it all wrong. We are the servants of the cows. Cows are the masters. And if the masters don't have the footwear, how can I have a footwear? So do one thing. If you want me to wear the footwear, then make sure you have footwear for all the cows. Now the cows are 9 lakhs, and then they have 4 legs. So 9 fours are 36 lakhs. So Yashoda Mata is like, I can't. And then he's like, okay, if you can't, then even I'm not wearing them. So while this conversation is going on, the cows in the Goshala of Nanda Maharaj, they're hearing this, you know, they're looking through and they're hearing this from the windows. And when they hear that, they cry, you know, Krishna loves us so much. So what they do is, in the middle of the night, they just go all over, right from Nanda Maharaj house to the places where they graze. They just go and stamp and stamp and stamp and make sure that they make the sand very, very soft, so that next day morning when Krishna goes with them, nothing should hurt Krishna. So in the morning when they see, there's just no stones, no pebbles left. Everything is very soft, like a velvet. Even now when we go to Vrindavan, in few places, most of them they're made into tar roads, but you go to places like Ramanreti, and then you go in, sometimes when you're doing the Giriraj Parikrama, if you go inside the inner route, you know, you can still find that the sand is so soft and very much like a velvet. And I don't think anywhere in the world we see this kind of a very smooth texture of the soil, you know, the sand there. So then this is what happens, and Mother Yashoda finally agrees, and the next day morning Krishna is up early and he's all dressed to go. And now Radharani, when she comes to know that, she also wants to take Krishna's association. So she takes advantage of this thing, and she dresses herself like a cowherd boy, because Radharani was having a resemblance to Subal Sakha. So then she dresses like Subal Sakha, and she wears the dhoti and kurta, and then she joins Krishna with her friends when as he goes for grazing the cows for the very first time. So this particular leela happens in the month of Kartik, that is the Gopashtami. So even now in temples around the world, in ISKCON and in Vrindavan, you will see on Gopashtami day, they dress Radharani like a boy with a dhoti, and then you can also see the lotus feet of Radharani, which are otherwise not visible. So this leela happened. And then Krishna also killed Narakasur in this Kartik month. So when the devatas complained to Krishna that Narakasur has stolen the earrings of Mother Aditi and the umbrella of Varun Dev, so Krishna goes with Satyabhama to Prag Jyotishpur, and then he kills Narakasur, and he also rescues around 16,100 princes, which were all taken into custody by Banasur, who is a friend of Narakasur. And then all these 16,100 princes are like, Krishna, who is our shelter now? Where do we go? Because our parents are not going to accept us back, so what do we do? So then Krishna says, that's all right, I'll marry all of you. So that's how Krishna gets married to all of them. So a very, very beautiful pastime where we see that Krishna is not partial. Narakasur is Krishna's own son from Bhumi Devi, but Krishna kills him. But when we see he protects the sons of Kunti, but his own son he kills. So we see how impartial Krishna is. He's always on the side of righteousness. He's on the side of dharma. He's on the side of his devotees. So this Narakasur pastime happens in the month of Kartik. And then the appearance of Radha Kund and Sham Kund, not the original appearance. The original appearance of Radha Kund and Sham Kund 5,000 years ago happened in the month of Chaitra, that is month of April, May. You know, Krishna kills Aritrasur, and then Radharani says, don't touch me, go and take bath in the holy waters. And then Krishna calls around 68,000 Tirthasthan at that moment there, and all these holy places, the holy water, 68,000 enter into Krishna Shyama Kunda, and then into Radha Kunda. So that happened in the month of Chaitra. But why we celebrate Bahulashtami, the appearance of Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda in Kartik month, is because 500 years ago Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered Sham Kund and Radha Kund. When he had gone to Vrindavan, then he's asking everybody, where is Radha Kund, where is Sham Kund? So they say, we haven't heard anything about this, but yeah, there is something called Gauri Khet and Kali Khet there, and there's a little water there, that's what they say. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually goes there and he sees this Gauri Khet and Kali Khet, and then he just gets unconscious, and you know, oh, this is Radha Kund, oh, this is Sham Kund. So that happened on the day of Bahulashtami. So that is why you see that in the month of Kartik, on Bahulashtami day, in the middle of the night at around 12 o'clock, devotees are eagerly waiting to take a dip in the Radha Kund, because in the Hari Bhakti Vilas and in the Padma Puran, it is mentioned that it's very, very auspicious, and one who takes bath in Radha Kund on Bahulashtami goes back home, back to Godhead, gets a lot of mercy from Radharani. So the reappearance of Radha Kund and Sham Kund also happened by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the month of Kartik. Okay, and then Lord Ramachandra, he comes back to Ayodhya after killing Ravana, and then with his Pushpaka Vimana with Sitaji and Lakshman and all the Vanaras. He's coming back to Ayodhya in the month of Kartik, you know, on the day of Deepavali. So it's very, very special for the Ayodhya Vasis, because they've been, enduring this separation from their beloved Lord for 14 whole years. And on this day, Lord Rama comes back. So that pastime also happens in Kartik month. And then the Bali Vaman Leela happens in the month of Kartik. The Tulasi Shaligram Vivaha happens in the month of Kartik. And then Lakshmi Puja. We also do Lakshmi Puja in the month of Kartik, because Lakshmi Devi appeared in this month, because the Samudra Manthan happened in the month of Kartik. So we all know that from the Samudra, the 14 gems came out, and Uchishvara comes out, and Airavat comes out, and Dhanavantari, Lord Dhanavantari comes out with the pot of Amrita. So like that, Lakshmi Devi also comes out from Samudra. So we have Lakshmi Puja this month. And then we also celebrate a special festival called Dhanteras, because Lord Dhanavantari, Lord comes in the form of Dhanavantari incarnation with a Amrit pot. So we celebrate this Dhanteras, where devotees buy certain articles, and gold articles, and offer it to Krishna. Now, Lord also came in various other incarnations in this Kartik month, because during the Samudra Manthan, he came in the form of Kurma, because he had to help the Mandrachal Parvat churning. And then he also came as Mohini Murti, because he had to distribute the nectar to the Devatas. And then also, Tulasi Maharani appears. Because when Lord Dhanavantari comes with the Amrita Kalasha, he's so happy because, the devatas and the demons did so much hard work just to get this Amrita. So out of the happiness, tears roll down from Lord's eyes, and that tear falls in the Amrita Kalasha. And when that tear falls, Tulsi Maharani appears. So that also happens in this month. And then Lord kills Kesi in this month. Lord kills Vyomasur in this month. Lord kills Kamsa in this month. And even Akrura comes to take Lord to Mathura in this month. So like that. And then, one very special event happens this month is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj is seeing Lord Krishna face to face in this month of Kartik, because we all know Dhruva Maharaj did tapasya for 6 months. So this Kartik was his culminating, the last month, final month. And so in Madhuvan, I don't know how many of you have been, but it's a very beautiful place. It's called Dhruvatila. It's in Madhuvan. You have to walk a little bit inside, and there is a temple of Shatrughna, and there is a place where Lavanasura was killed, and a very beautiful temple of Dhruva Maharaj. So yeah, Dhruva Maharaj saw Lord face to face in this month. And then the very famous pastime of Ambarish Maharaj also happened in this Kartik month. That we all know that Ambarish Maharaj was following the Dwadash Pradhan Ekadashi, and he was supposed to do the Parayan of Ekadashi, break the fast. But Ambarish Maharaj was waiting for Durvasa Muni to appear, but Durvasa Muni took a little longer, and Ambarish Maharaj ends up sipping a little water, but Durvasa Muni feels offended, and then he ends up creating trouble for Ambarish. She just creates a kind of a ghost or some kind of a demon. And instead of the demon killing Ambarish Maharaj, the Sudarshan Chakra actually starts following Durvasa Muni, and then Durvasa Muni is running all around the world for help. And then finally, after a year of moving around to Brahmaloka and Shiva Kailash and Vaikuntha, he finally comes back to Ambarish Maharaj and asks forgiveness, and then the Sudarshan Chakra forgives Durvasa Muni. So this whole thing happened. So it began in the month of Kartik, where Ambarish Maharaj wanted to break the fast, and then whole 1 year again he comes back in the month of Kartik, and then he's forgiven, and then finally Ambarish Maharaj breaks his fast. So this pastime took place near to Mathura, near Vishram Ghat, and even now we can see that place. It's called Ambarish Tila. So yeah, this very, very famous pastime where we see how Krishna says, Aham Bhakta Paradhino, I am conquered by my devotee. And we can just see how glorious Ambarish Maharaj is and how Krishna is so attached to him. And this all happened in the month of Kartik. So we see this amazing, amazing things happened in the month of Kartik. Now another special thing is Bhishma Panchakam. Bhishma did, while he was in the Banasaya, he does this 5 days of fasting in the month of Kartik. And even today, devotees, all of us also try to do some kind of a fasting on the last 5 days of Kartik, which is considered to be very, very auspicious. So another special pastime that happened in Kartik was at Imlitala, where Radharani was coronated as Vrindavaneshwari, and from there on they started calling her Vrindavaneshwari. So that happened in Kartik month. And then the Govinda Kund was formed. We know how Mother Surabhi and Indra together do Abhishek of Krishna, and then the Govinda Kunda is formed, and that happened in the month of Kartik. And another very special thing happened is Uttana Ekadashi. Now in the Uttana Ekadashi, the second Ekadashi, which occurs in the month of Kartik, is very, very special because Lord has been in sleeping. He is in Yoga Nidra for 4 months of Chaturmas. And this day, Uttana Ekadashi, the last Ekadashi of Kartik month, the Devatas, they go and wake up the Lord. And as soon as the Lord is awake, the Devatas have a list of complaints. They are like, you know, this demon Shankha, he's been troubling us and we've been hiding in the caves. We don't know what to do. And the Yajna Mantras and the Vedas and the grains which are to be used in the fire, they have all hidden themselves inside water because they are all afraid of Shankha. Shankha may attack and try to take them away. And now Shankha has entered inside the water and he's going to try and take the Vedas away. So then Krishna tells the Devatas, don't worry, you know, I will protect the Vedas. So then Krishna takes the Matsya incarnation and then he enters inside the water. And then he fights with Shankha and kills him. And then he comes out at Badrika Ashram, and there he instructs all the rishis that you all go inside the water and go and get your Vedas. You know, I have already killed Shankha and I will meet you all at Prayag. Join me there. So now, then all these rishis, they get inside the water. And then they start protecting, you know, one rishi is taking this mantra, this Vedas, that Veda. So like that, everybody becomes, the owners of whatever mantra they have protected. So like that, it gets divided among all the rishis. And then they all meet Lord at Prayaga. That is why in the month of Kartik, water has a special significance because Krishna goes inside the water and he takes this Matsya incarnation. So that is why, you know, in the month of Kartik, it is usually prescribed that one should take bath at least 3 times a day because the water is sanctified water, very, very special. Just about any water that you take, you know that in the month of Kartik, Krishna is in the water. Of course, Krishna is everywhere. But yeah, this is a special feeling because of this Leela that happened in the month of Kartik. So like that, and for ISKCON devotees, this month is very special because our dear Srila Prabhupada, he disappeared. He disappeared from our material vision, but he gave us such beautiful lessons of how a devotee should be leaving the body, how he should, you know, he should organize himself. And of course, when the Vaishnavas leave the body, we don't consider it inauspicious. When the Vaishnavas die, they unite with the Lord. So it's an auspicious moment. So in this month of Kartik, Srila Prabhupada disappeared on November 14th, 1977 in the evening at around 7:25 p.m. And it's also very special for the ISKCON devotees because a very, very special instruction by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was given to Srila Prabhupada in the month of Kartik in Radha Kund in 1935, when he told Prabhupada that if you ever get money, print books. So that happened in the month of Kartik. Now, I'll tell you one very, very special pastime that happened in Kartik. And that did not happen in Bhuloka, in home of Vrindavan. It happened in Goloka. And the source of this pastime is, Krishna Karnamrita, written by Bilva Mangal Thakur, the 110th sloka of Krishna Karnamrita, and the commentary given was by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And in that commentary, he talks about this particular beautiful pastime and quotes a sloka from Bhavishyotra Puran, where he says that actually this Damodar month is celebrated as Damodar month because it is Radharani who tied Krishna by the stomach. So what exactly happened is in the Gokul, in the Goloka, Radharani and Krishna had decided to meet on a particular time. And Krishna does not come on that time. He appears after 2 hours, he appears at Indian standard time, IST, because in India that's the rule. If you say 5 o'clock IST means, it naturally means 6 o'clock. There is no two views about it. It's always 1 hour late, but Krishna appears 2 hours late. So Radharani is like, what is this? We were supposed to meet at this time and you appear 2 hours after the time. And then Krishna is like, look, today is Govardhan Puja at home, and there are lots of works, and my mother has asked me to get this and get that and get this. So I was very busy. So Krishna has his hands joined, and with his chatu vakya, very, very sweetly, he's convincing that, look, don't get angry. This is what happened. And Radharani has her eyebrows raised, and she's very upset, and she's not ready to listen anything what Krishna says. So Krishna is like, can you allow me to explain at least? Can you allow me? And Radharani is like, I don't want to hear anything. And then what Radharani does is, she's wearing a golden belt on her waist, and she just removes the belt and she ties Krishna with a tree there in Goloka. And Krishna is like, listen to me, give me chance, let me explain, I can explain this. And Radharani is not ready to listen. So when Radharani ties Krishna with the golden belt, and then after some time when her anger gets reduced, Jiva Goswami in his book Radha Krishna Archana Deepika mentions this pastime, that Krishna is telling Radharani, dear Radha, oh beloved Radha, I'm very happy with you. I'm very happy with you. I'm very happy with the anger that you showed on me. It was so sweet. And this thing what you just did, tying me by this rope, from henceforth I will be called as Damodar, because Dama means rope and Udar means stomach. So since you have tied me with the rope on my stomach, this will be called as, I'll be called as Damodar. But of course, because this is a very, very intimate pastime, so that is why this is never ever expressed anywhere. It's a very, very special pastime which happened in Goloka. So that is why in the month of Kartik, we not only worship Yashoda Damodar, we also worship Radha Damodar. In fact, if you go to Vrindavan, to the Radha Damodar temple, and if you observe keenly, for this whole month of Kartik, they actually tie Radha and Krishna. You'll see there is a golden thin rope going from Radharani's waist to Krishna. Sometimes you can't see it because there is so much shringar, there's so many ornaments. But if you just tell the pujari, give him some dakshina, he will show you, the rope, the golden rope which they have tied to Radha and Krishna, remembering this very beautiful pastime of Radharani tying Krishna. Now, another very, very special pastime that happened in this month is, it's the birthday of Radha Damodar. What way it's the birthday? Jiva Goswami was gifted the Damodar deities by Rupa Goswami in Kartik month in the year 1542. So we all know that Radha Damodar are the deities of Jiva Goswami, but they have been originally sculpted by Rupa Goswami. So when Rupa Goswami makes Radha Damodar, he makes Damodar deity, Damodar deity is a culmination of Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govindji and Radha Gopinath. So his chest and his feet and his face all taken from Madan Mohan Govindji and Gopinathji. So in the month of Kartik, Rupa Goswami gives the deities to Jiva Goswami, and of course only Krishna, no Radharani. But then again, there is a big whole story of how a king of Calcutta sends the Radha and Lalita deities to Jiva Goswami, how they come in their dream. And that's a big story. So this is how. So Radha Damodar's birthday is also on in the month of Kartik, because Rupa Goswami gives them to Jiva Goswami. And of course, coming to the final Leela, which happened in the month of Kartik, is Yashoda Damodar Leela. And this Leela we celebrate not for one day, two day, but we will celebrate it for the rest of the month, 30 days, morning and evening. We'll be chanting Lord Damodar's name, singing Damodar Ashtakam, and remembering this very, very beautiful pastime which happened in the month of Kartik. So we all know what happened is Krishna gets up in the morning and he hears his mother is singing some bhajan. So he comes out and sees that his mother is churning buttermilk, trying to get some butter for him. And it's the day of Diwali, Amavasya day. Everybody is very busy. So Krishna runs and sits in the lap of his mother. He wants to drink some milk, and Yashoda Mata starts feeding milk to Krishna. But then it so happens that the milk which is on the fire, which is also very special because it is got from the Padmagandha cows, it's boiling over, you know, it's just overflowing. So Mother Yashoda puts Krishna aside and runs inside the kitchen to take the milk off. And then we know Krishna gets very angry, and then he just takes a grinding stone and breaks the pot. Breaks the pot which the Mother Yashoda was churning. So the buttermilk is spilled everywhere. And then he runs away from there and goes to the next room. And there is the storehouse of all the butter. So he just sits on a grinding mortar which is upside down, and he starts distributing butter to all the monkeys, and he is also eating butter himself. And meanwhile, Yashoda Mata comes back, and then to her surprise, the buttermilk is spilled everywhere. And then she just smiles that, "I tried to save a little milk and I got a bigger loss. Now everything is heavy." And then she gets upset, and then she takes a stick in her hand and she's searching for Krishna. And our little thief doesn't know what he did. He actually stamped on the buttermilk and he walked everywhere. So Mother Yashoda could actually see his little footprints leading to the hiding place where Krishna was hiding. And then when Krishna sees mother coming with a stick, he simply jumps out of the window and runs in the angan, in the corridor. And then Yashoda Mata also runs behind him and finally catches him and then ties him to a grinding mortar. And then finally we see how Krishna drags the grinding mortar and between the Yamala Arjuna trees. Yamala means in Sanskrit twin. So the twin Arjun trees, he just drags the mortar in between, and then both the trees fall down, and Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, the sons of Kubera who were cursed by Narad Muni, are delivered, and they become so grateful to Krishna and they do very beautiful prayers. So this is what happened. One very beautiful lesson other day I was contemplating from this Damodar Leela. I heard it from one devotee, disciple of Radha Govind Maharaj, and he was giving the commentary of how this Hari Sauri ji comes in the line of Tukaram. You know, Tukaram devotee is a very famous devotee of in Maharashtra. So this particular devotee, Hari Sauri ji, he actually saw Krishna face to face, and then Krishna told him that why not you write a tika, a commentary on my pastimes, because there are so many things that I have in my heart which I want to express through you. So he ends up giving a commentary to the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the Krishna Leela, around 4,650 slokas. And he gives a very, very beautiful sloka explaining this whole Damodar Leela in a way which is very, very appealing to us. In fact, we can understand, you know, how to make sense of it in our lives. So he says in this particular summary sloka, he says what Krishna did by this Damodar Leela is, he's giving us lessons that look, if I come into your lives, okay, he says, if I come into your lives, then I expect that you leave all the work aside and give your whole attention on me and try to satisfy me. So that is what Krishna did with Yashoda, right? When Krishna entered, he wanted Yashoda to leave everything aside and satisfy him. But then Krishna says in the next line, but if you decide to leave me unsatisfied and go and try to save or do your petty material jobs or trying to do works to satisfy your petty material desires, and if you are thinking that I'm just going to save something or I'm just going to make a profit, then look, you are in for a bigger loss. So what Mother Yashoda did is, she was just trying to save a little milk, and when she came back, she was in for a bigger loss. So Krishna says, if you do that, once I am in your life, you have to satisfy me. But without satisfying me, if you are, you know, going in the other direction to save something else, you will get a bigger loss. And what is that bigger loss? The bigger loss is, we all got this human form of life and we won't get it again and again. So we have to utilize this human form of life to realize Krishna and engage ourselves in his service. But if we get busy in some other small material petty jobs, we will get a bigger loss. We will waste our human form of life. And then in the next line he says, but Krishna says, that's all right, but at least if the devotee realizes what he has done, and at least now if he starts coming behind me, just like what Yashoda did, she left Krishna, but then when she realized, she took a stick and ran behind Krishna. So then Krishna says, if a devotee realizes and comes back to me, then with every step the devotee takes, I am getting closer and closer to him, and then finally I am ready to be born in his heart. So that is what Krishna did when Yashoda Mata came behind with the stick, and then Krishna gets closer and then Yashoda Mata ties him. So Krishna says, I am ready to be bound by your by the ropes of your love. So I thought that was so very beautiful, that this is what is happening in all of our lives. You know, we're just trying to save a little bit here and there, some material petty jobs, but we're just losing on very important gift that Krishna has given us, is this human form of life, this connection to ISKCON, Guru Parampara, this association of devotees. We're losing that to fulfill our small petty material desires. So this month is all the more glorious because of this very, very special pastime where we see that the unbound Lord is born by the love of his devotee. So these are all the very, very special events that happen in the month of Kartik. Now I want to give you a quick little stories of, you know, of the devotees, what happened to them when they follow this Kartik month. Lots of beautiful stories connected to this month of Kartik, especially the story of Satyabhama. When Mother Satyabhama asked Krishna one day that how come I got this great fortune of being your wife. So Krishna says to Satyabhama that, you know, in your previous life you were in Satyuga, you were in Haridwar, you were a daughter of a Brahmana called Deva Sharma, and your name was Gunavati, and you were very obedient to your father. Your father was the knower of many scriptures, and he had a disciple called Chandra, and your father decided to get you married to his disciple Chandra. So after marriage, it once so happened that your father and Chandra went into the forest to get some kusha grass for yajna. So while they were inside the forest, they were killed by a fearsome demon. So when you came to know that, you didn't know what to do. You were left all alone without any shelter. But you remembered that your father always told you that two things are very important: the Ekadashi Vrata and the Kartik Month Vrata. So you kept on sincerely following Ekadashi and the Kartik Month Vrata. And at one such Kartik Vrata, it so happened that year that you were not well. You were having fever and you were very weak. But you still didn't give up the Kartik Vrata, and as you were taking early morning Brahma Muhurta bath in Ganga, you gave up your body. And then immediately the planes came from Vaikuntha to take you. And then in Dwapar Yuga, when I decided to come to Vrindavan, to Bhuloka, you came as Satyabhama, as my wife. And your father Deva Sharma came as Satrajit, and your husband Chandra came as Akrura. So this is one very beautiful pastime of how one can even become a Nitya Parshad of the Lord by following the month of Kartik. In fact, in the Nectar of Devotion, chapter 12, it says that if somebody follows the month of Kartik in Mathura Mandal, then even an undeserving person can become an intimate associate. They can become an intimate associate of Krishna if they follow the Kartik Vrata in Mathura Mandal. There's also been very beautiful story of how in Kashmir there were these two Brahmanas, Hari Medha and Sumedha, and they decide to go for a pilgrimage. So as they are walking, and they're very tired, and they reach one forest. So there, they're about to take rest, but he sees there is a tulsi plant there. So immediately Sumedha, Hari Medha falls flat and pays obeisances. So Sumedha is asking Hari Medha that, how come you are paying obeisances to tulsi? What is so special about Tulsi Maharani? So then Hari Medha says, why not we sit somewhere, because it's very hot here and there is a glare of sun coming. So they both sit under a banyan tree. And then, the Hari Medha goes on explaining how Tulsi is very special because she has come out of the Samudra Manthan, and how Dhanvantari comes with the pot of Amrita and the tear falls. And so as he's explaining about the Mahima of Tulsi Devi, the banyan tree cracks, gets uprooted. And two celestial beings come out and they say, I'm from Deva Loka and my name is Astika, and I was cursed by Loma Rishi because I was once bathing with the Apsaras, and I took out the pearl necklace and the flower garland made of Bilva, and I was just, throwing it in the air, but it went and touched Loma Rishi, and he got very upset, so he cursed me to become a tree. And he told me that when somebody is glorifying Tulsi in the month of Kartik, when you hear this, you will be delivered. And the other celestial being says, I offended my guru in the Gurukul, and because of that, my guru cursed me to become a tree, and we are very, very thankful to you for telling us about the glories of Tulsi Maharani. So that is why in the month of Kartik, it is very, very auspicious that we worship Tulsi Maharani. Also, in the month of Kartik, it is very auspicious if we can worship the Amalaki trees. Amalaki, Amla is the Indian gooseberry. So you can see there are many trees of this gooseberry, which is very, very special because when the creation was happening, Brahma was chanting and he wanted to see the Lord. So while he was chanting, tears flow from Brahma's eyes, and that tear falls in the planet Earth, and from there the Amalaki tree comes out. So that is why the Amalaki tree is very, very special. It is called Adi Ruha. Adi Ruha is the original tree, the first tree. And when the devatas and everybody come to this Adi Ruha, the Amalaki trees, a celestial voice from the sky announces that this Amalaki tree is very, very special because It came out from the devotion of a devotee. Brahma is crying tears of ecstasy because he wants to see Krishna while he's chanting. So that is why this Amalaki tree is very, very powerful. So they say that even if somebody simply remembers the Amalaki tree, it's like they have donated one cow. And if you actually go and see darshanam, you see, then double. You have donated two cows. And if you eat the Amalaki fruit, then triple. You have donated three cows. And if you worship the Amalaki tree, that means whatever desire you make, it will be fulfilled. So usually in the month of Kartik, it is prescribed that you sit under the shade of Amalaki tree and you take prasadam. Or you worship Amalaki tree, or you do parikrama. Usually I've seen, you know, in some parts of India, during the month of Kartik, they will place Radha Krishna picture under the Amalaki tree and they will do 108 times parikrama. So all this is to be done, and especially if you hear Krishna Katha under the Amalaki tree, it is considered to be very, very auspicious. So this month we can do, in fact, there is a, we are running out of time, but there is a beautiful story of how Vishwamitra was once sitting under an Amalaki tree, and he's talking about the Kartik Mahatyam, and there is a hunter who comes and sits there, and he also hears along with Vishwamitra's disciples. And lo and behold, after some time, a celestial being appears, and he's like, "Who are you?" And he's like, "Well, I'm the son of Deva Sharma, and I never respected Kartik month. I thought, what's the big thing about it? When my father asked me to do it, I said I won't do it. And my father cursed me and I became a rat, and I've been living for last many, many years inside the trunk of this tree. And today, after hearing the glories of the month of Kartik, I've been delivered. So thank you so much." So then Vishwamitra is like, "I've been talking about the glories of Kartik, but even I didn't believe it, you know, from the core of my heart. And now when I actually see this happening in front of me, oh, my faith in the month of Kartik has increased." So then Vishwamitra and the hunter, they all together do this Kartik month vrata. So yeah, it's like that. Even if you hear about the glories of Kartik month, you worship the Amalaki tree, you worship the Tulasi, you give deepam. Yeah, and there's one more thing very special is you can give Akash Deepam. That is also very much beneficial. Is there is a story in Puranas about a king called Sunanda, and how his guru Chandra Sharma, he guides him that, you know, in the month of Kartik, you should offer a Akash Deepam. So Akash Deepam simply means is that you just take the Deepam and you, either you can just host it on a bamboo and, you know, or you can just take it in your hand and show it to the sky. So what you're basically doing is, the people of Sri Sampradaya, they're actually showing it to Lakshmi Devi, but but all of us Gaudiya Vaishnavas, when we are showing the Akasha Deepam, what we're trying to say is, "Oh Damodar, you are here in the deity form, you are in my heart, and you are also here, and you are everywhere. So I am offering you Deepam, my Lord. And if you are so pleased, kindly give me your devotion as a fruit of my sincerely following this Kartik month." So this, actually, Akash Deepam, if you show, the main benefit is you relieve your ancestors. If in case if they are stuck somewhere in some loka or they are not delivered, then if for the whole 30 days you show Akash Deepam, definitely the results go to them. So you have to chant. There is a mantra: Damo dharaya vishvaye vishvarupa dharaya cha namaskritam pradashyami vyoma deepam hari priyam. You just chant this when you offer the deepam. And see, the beauty about this Kartik month is you do it and it's good for you. You can also do it on behalf of others. That is very special. See, there is a story in the Puranas about a Brahmana called Dharmadatta from Kaveripuram, how he was following Kartik month very sincerely. And once it so happens that he's just taking an aarti plate and going to the temple in the morning, Brahma Muhurta, and then he sees a witch, you know, a witch approaching him. And out of fear, he just throws the aarti plate on the witch. Now, the aarti plate had tulasi water. And the moment the tulasi water touches the witch, she immediately remembers her past life. And then she just falls on the feet of this Dharmadatta and says, please help me. For many, many years now, I have been roaming around in the form of a ghost. My name is Kalaha. And I didn't have a good nature in my previous life, and I gave a lot of trouble to my husband. There were times when I ate without offering him, and I used to fight with him without any reason. So my husband got married to somebody else and he abandoned me, and out of sorrow I committed suicide. And we all know if somebody commits suicide, then they have to live in the ghost body. So I've been traveling in this ghost body. Can you please help me? So then he's just thinking, and then he says, well, I don't know how to help you because you're not even having a body. Otherwise, I would have asked you to do Kartik Vrata. But in a ghost body, they can't do anything. And then he says, that's all right, but at least I can give you the fruit of my Kartik Vrata. So he immediately takes water in his hand and he says that half of the merit of the Kartik Vrata that I'm observing, I give it to her. And the moment he sprinkles water on her, immediately she's delivered. A plane comes from Vaikuntha and takes her. And she's so grateful that, otherwise I don't know what I would have done in this witch body. So that is one very special benefit of this Kartik Vrata, is you can do it for somebody. You can do it on somebody's behalf and you can transfer the merit of this Vrata. So like that, of course, I can go on and on. There are hundreds of such stories, of what happens when you do Kartik. And I would not go into that. There's Skanda Puran and then Padma Puran and then Hari Bhakti Vilas. I didn't even know where to start and where to end, because it goes on and on and on. Millions of lives of sins will be destroyed. Brahma Hatya, in case by mistake, if somebody has killed a Brahmin, they will be relieved. Even if you do parikrama of a temple, every step that you take, they said one step is equal to one Ashwamedha Yajna. And I guess 100 Ashwamedha Yajna, you become Indra. So, yeah, so like that, it just goes on and on and on, So I didn't want to get inside that, but we all understand that this Kartik month is very, very special. So what do we do? Let's come to that and close it in 5 minutes very quickly. So what should we do for this month of Kartik? Very, very special month. Very simple. We get up early in the morning, Brahma Muhurta, because Krishna is in the water, and Hari Bhakti Vilas gives a complete detail. If you want, you can just refer 2.16.198. You get up in the morning, you take the holy bath. Actually, if you take bath in the holy river, it is auspicious, but we know it's not possible, especially due to the corona situation. So we simply chant Ganga, 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 or we just chant Gangecha, Yamunecha, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Jalasmin, Sannidhim, Kuru. That's it. You chant that, and then you do the Mangala Darshan of the Lord. You chant the Damodarashtakam. You offer the ghee lamps to the Lord morning and evening. And nowadays, I've seen devotees also offer with the Tulasi twigs, Tulasi Maharani who has left the body, that Tulasi twigs you can use, the Tulasi branches you can use for offering lamb. So this is what the devotees do. And of course, fasting. Sometimes devotees take up a different kind of fasting during this Damodar month. I think you can fast for maybe like completely whole month you do on fruits, or you skip one meal, instead of taking 3 meals, breakfast, lunch and dinner, you just take 2 meals, or maybe you just take 1 meal a day, or maybe you just eat Ekadashi Prasad for this whole month. Or if you can't do all this, then you can do at least Bhishma Panchaka, the last 5 days of Kartik month you can follow. And that is very special. If you do the Bhishma Panchaka, you get the result of the whole month. Of course, it's a little difficult. And Bhishma Panchaka is also on different levels. Like if you do it very strictly level one, then you take cow dung on the first day, then cow urine, then cow ghee, then cow yogurt, and then you take the cow milk. You do it that way. If you can't do it, then level two is you take Havishya. That is it's like a khichdi. Khichdi made up of rice and wheat and barley and little mineral salt. If you can't do it that way, then you can simply do by taking fruits. If you can't do Bhishma Panchaka, then you can do Ekadashi. At least do the 2 Ekadashis in the month of Kartik. And if you say you can't do that way, then do it mentally. No, I can't do mentally also. Then also I have another shortcut. Should I tell you that? I'll tell you. I'm your well-wisher. I'll tell you that also. If you can't do anything, then you know what? Just go and catch hold of a devotee who is doing this Kartik month very nicely. Just feed him nicely and serve him. And you know, that way also you'll be benefited if you serve and assist and feed a devotee who is doing the Kartik month very sincerely. So that is one thing you can do. And of course, the charity has to be given in the month of Kartik. And it is said that in the month of Kartik, you have to give charity which are directly related to the Lord. That means you give the deity clothes. Clothes for the deities, bhoga for the deities, paraphernalia for the deities, you know, that is what, of course, I was reading somewhere that sweet rice is the special bhoga that you offer to Krishna during this month. In fact, in Vrindavan and other various parts of North India, I've seen, especially during the Sharadiya Rasa Yatra, they make very nice sweet rice and they put it on the top of their house, you know, on the terrace, on the rooftop. And they wait for Krishna to come and accept it. I've seen that my parents doing it all my childhood, you know, put the payasam. So that is one thing we can do. So yes, so fasting and feasting of Vaishnavas, feast, give feast to the devotees, sponsor prasadam for the Vaishnava bhojan is what you can do. And well, Srila Prabhupada was asked by Guru Das Prabhu that, Prabhupada, what are we supposed to do in the month of Kartik? And Prabhupada told Guru Das Prabhu that you are supposed to chant Hare Krishna 24 hours. So the moment Prabhupada started saying that, Guru Das Prabhu took his mala bag and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. He started chanting and then Prabhupada said, let me complete. You chant Hare Krishna 24 hours, day in and out, without food and water. And then Guru Das Prabhu took out his hand from the mala bag and he said, what? Without food and water? Then Prabhupada started laughing and he said, is it possible? And Guru Das Prabhu said, no, Prabhupada, it's not possible. And then Prabhupada said, then at least double of what you're already doing. So that means if we are chanting 16, we chant a little more. If we are already... See, actually, the way Prabhupada has made our lifestyle, we're already getting up in Brahma Muhurta, we're already chanting, we're already giving bhoga, we're already, you know, taking bath in Brahma Muhurta, we're already doing it. So many times, like my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj puts in that this is all for the new customers, the regular customers, they're already, you know, used to go for shopping on a particular shop, but to attract the new customers, they put on sale, you know, please come and buy these saris, they are on sale. So we are all the old customers and the regular customers, but this is one very good opportunity for the new customers because they're getting heavy discounts, you know, they just do little and they're going to get so much more. So yeah, and so this is what we can do. And I was thinking, like, many of the devotees have been asking me questions personally, like, this Bahulashtami, we are not able to be at Radha Kund, so what do we do? So I was suggesting that if you have Radha Kund water at your house, just put it in on a table and then you can offer bhoga, offer aarti and do dandavat pranam on Bahulashtami day. You can stay awake up to 12 o'clock and then you can circumambulate the Radha Kund waters and at the end you can sprinkle a little bit on yourself. So, I mean, the corona suggestions, I guess, what you can do because you can't go anywhere. So, and sometimes devotees are also asking that when they are traveling, they miss on offering the Kartik Deepam. So that's all right. You can always do it mentally. You know, mentally, you know, if you can't be in Mathura, because the Puranas say that if you do this Kartik Vrata in Mathura, then you get Krishna Prem. If you do it in Dwarka, then you go back to Goloka. If you do it in Kurukshetra, then you get 10 million times the benefit. And if you do it in Pushkar, then you get double of what you get in Kurukshetra. So like that, it goes on and on. But keeping in mind the present situation, probably we can't go, but we can mentally keep our consciousness in Mathura, our consciousness in Dwarika. So this is what we can do. And we follow it from Punima to Punima. The Babaji's, they follow it from Ekadashi to Ekadashi. So either way, it's okay. We simply have to get up in the morning and do the Deepa offering. And of course, those who are following the Bhishma Panchaka, it is mentioned that on last five days, they can offer five different flowers to Krishna. Like on the first day, they offer lotus to Krishna's lotus feet. On the second day, they can offer to Krishna's thighs, you know, you have to just imagine and offer the bilwa leaves, that is the wood apple, bilwa leaves. On the third day, you offer the to Krishna the gandha scent to his nabhi, to the navel. And on the fourth day, you offer the java flowers, that is, java flowers are called hibiscus flowers to Krishna's shoulders. And on the last day, you can offer the malati flowers on Krishna's head. So if you can do that in the last 5 days of Bhishma Panchaka, of course, flowers should be offered every day. Tulsi puja should be done every day. Go seva should be done every day. And Damodarashtakam singing has to be done every day. If possible, one can maintain celibacy for this whole month. And not only offering Deepa, if you become instrumental in offering others Deepam also, it will be amazing. That is why you see, you can sponsor Deepam. Or in fact, even if you light a Deepam for somebody else and give, Hari Bhakti Vilas says even that has amazing merits. So usually, I mean, if not for corona situation, here also at ISKCON Vizag, we go to different hospitals and orphanages and educational institutions and jail, and there's a blind school next to our temple, and house to house, and public programs, and door to so many things to make people offer the Damodar lamps. But now, keeping in mind the corona situation, we just have to see how much we can do. But yeah, this all can be done, and if we can share this knowledge with everybody, that will be amazing. And in fact, if also we have to read, it says that even if we read one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam in this month, it is like reading the 18 Puranas. You get the merit of reading all the 18 Puranas. So coming to the recitations, we do the Gajendra Stuti, Shikshashtakam, 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Damodarashtakam, Gopi Geet, and if possible, one pastime of Krishna from the Krishna book. So if all these recitations are done, it's good for the month of Kartik. So that's about it. This is the glorious Kartik month is approaching very soon. We can just pray to all the Vaishnavas, to Guru, Krishna, Gauranga, that they bless us, that we can do this Kartik Vrata properly in a way that it pleases them, and we can get their blessings, to get the Anugraha blessings of Srimati Radha Rani, and get the opportunity to serve Radha and Krishna, and we don't commit any offenses this month. It's very, very important, you know. See, when you do a vrata, there are two sides of it. One is the Nisheda vrata and one is the Vidhi vrata. Nisheda is, I will not do this, I will not do that. And Vidhi vrata is, I will do. So, one Nisheda vrata has to be taken in the month of Kartik. So, either you can give up some food item, or I feel personally that maybe one can give up one negative emotion. You see, so everybody has some kind of a negative emotion in your heart and mind. Maybe we can just take a vow, okay, this whole month I won't, give this or come out with this negative emotion. So, like that, we can just take up any vrata. So, I will end it here and just pray to Shri Radha Damodar. This month is all the more special for all of us at ISKCON Vizag because our deities are Radha Damodarji, and every year we try to do it very, very grandly, celebrate this festival. I was just thinking that, when Krishna was tied with the rope by Mother Yashoda, and Krishna was dragging the grinding mortar, and finally he delivered the Nalakuvera and Manigriva. Yashoda Mata did not come and untie him. It was Nanda Maharaj who came and untied Krishna. So similarly, in our lives, we have all been tied to this material world by our mother Maya with the ropes of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And definitely she is not the one who is going to untie us. It's only our father Krishna who is going to untie us, and he will do that only if we sincerely call out for him. You know, so this Kartik month is one such opportunity where we call out for our father, Shri Krishna. Krishna, please come and untie me from this grinding mortar, untie me from this world of a material world of Maya, and please give us your supreme shelter. So with this, I end it here. Sorry for so much technical trouble I gave you today. I don't know why it didn't work. And sorry for a very, very long class. I'll end it here. Dear Vaishnavas, let us pray for each other that Lord Shri Radha Damodar blesses us and we can do this Kartik Vrat sincerely, without any offenses. Thank you so much. Kartik Damodar Mant Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Yeah, what I heard is that Bhishma Dev did this last five days vrata in the month of Kartik, and that is why it's called Bhishma Panchaka. Actually, it's Vishnu Panchaka, but because it was done by Bhishma Dev, it became very glorious, and now we start calling it Bhishma Panchaka. So these last 5 days are like very powerful. Like I said, all the tithis are invested with different powers by Krishna. So these last 5 days are considered to be very, very important. So for those devotees who can't do the whole, like we have the Pandava Nirjala Ekadashi, because Bhima could not do all the 24 Ekadashis, then he does only one Ekadashi. So like that, who can't do the whole month, at least they should do the last 5 days. So it's called Bhishma Panchaka. Yeah, so like I said in the beginning of the lecture that, yeah, Shiva devotees, they take it that way. But for us Vaishnavas, I had once heard that because Radharani is the daughter of Kirtika, Kirtida Sundari, Kirtika, she's called Kirtika Kumari, and that is why Kartika is also another name of Radharani. So that is why we call this as Kartik Damodar month. So as Vaishnavas, we take it this way. But yes, I've heard that the devotees of Lord Shiva take it that way, so it's up to us, yeah. But the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they take it Kartika as a name of Radharani, daughter of Kirtika, Kirtika Kumari, who is the presiding deity of this Kartik Damodar month.
Okay, thank you, Mataji. Sab Krishna, Krishna, Krishna lage, Sab Krishna.